Welcome to a mixed martial arts and pro wrestling based podcast, a place where we love a shoot and a work. I am your host, Ian Hurst, and this is the Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast. And welcome to another episode of Fight Predictions. This one is for UFC 259, Jan Vlahovic versus Israel Adesanya for the light heavyweight championship. Joining me as always is the current and reigning, defending, combat and pro wrestling podcast, Fight Predictions world heavyweight champion, Musa Christian. How's it going, mate?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I feel like a heavyweight in a minute as well. Lockdown binge eating. But yeah.
Feeling good then?
Yeah, feeling good, mate.
Yeah, what do you think to this card?
Stacked card. Can't wait for it.
I think this is the best card we've broke down.
Yeah, I think. I've had so much to say about all the fights. Like sometimes, you know, some of the people, I struggle a bit, to be honest. You might have noticed in past episodes, I'm like, don't really have a lot to go on. But I looked at this card, I was like, I know quite a lot about everyone that we've chosen to predict. So yeah, I'm quite happy with this one. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think from top to bottom, this is the best card that we've broke down. There's been probably better fights. Well, maybe not even better fights. Fight Island was great, but it was very spread out. You'd have like the top two fights really good, and then the rest of the card would fall off a little bit. I think this card's amazing. All seven fights are interesting.
Yeah.
There's some guys on the up. There's some legends in here. There's guys already at the top. There's obviously a champ versus champ fight, which is big. You've got the greatest female of all time defending. You've got two bantamweights that I think are easily the top two bantamweights without any discussion at the minute.
Yeah.
It's not like, there's also this guy and there's also, like, welterweight.
Yeah.
There's about four or five that are all top guys, but I think these are the best bantamweights. The entire card's amazing.
Yeah. There's a good mix of weights as well. It's like sometimes you see cards that are heavily leaning towards, the lighter guys or the heavier guys. A good mix of weights, and some female fights, some men's fights, yeah.
I've been watching a lot of the cards recently. The next day, I'm really tempted to stay up for this one. I might be working Sunday, but I'm tempted to stay up for this.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm really excited about it. Right, so let's just recap the last card that we did. So we did Rozenstruik versus Cyril Gane. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think Cyril Gane has been, well, we were talking about this before, weren't we? Been unjustifiably picked apart there by Dana about the fight being boring. Like you say, a fight takes two to engage, and he was the one that was like...
He was winning, yeah.
Yeah, he was dominating the fight, so what more do you want him to do?
Rozenstruik just wasn't firing back. He was just dipping his head around and...
Yeah, for me, Cyril Gane's stock's gone up from that. But I don't know what goes through Dana's head.
I mean, it weren't exciting, but you don't look and go, oh yeah, he's going to be beat by everyone now, or Lewis will easily beat him, or Overeem would easily beat him. Yeah. You don't get that at all.
I think he showed more than what Ngannou showed when he got... We didn't learn, when Ngannou fought Rozenstruik, we didn't learn anything more about Ngannou. We knew he had a big winging knockout punch.
To be that relaxed and controlled in a 5-round fight when you're only 7-0. So he was only 7-0 going to that. He's only had 7 pro fights.
Yeah.
And to be able to stand in front of someone as good as Rozenstruik and just pick him off for 25 minutes.
How nice was that in and out movement as well? He was moving like a middleweight. Like.
Yeah.
On his toes, bouncing around like a bit of point fight style. I really enjoyed it.
Earlier in the career, you usually see people get, they feel like they have to fight and scrap and they can't wait for that long. But I thought it was really good. We both predicted this card quite evenly, really.
Yeah,
I scored 12, you scored 11. Obviously, the Angela Hill fight fell off.
Yeah,
we both put 5 on that, so it didn't make a difference. And then the De La Rosa and the Bueno Silva fight was a draw.
Yeah.
I had 4 on Silva. But that was a draw. So that sort of fell off for both of us. Both got Ankalaev right. Both got Cyril Gane right. So nice little card, really, but nothing compared to this one.
No, this one's
awesome.
A beast of a card.
Right, we'll get into it because we might end up going on a little bit about some of these fights.
Yeah.
But the first fight, so first of 7, is Joseph Benavidez. What's his fight name again? Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't know if you knew that.
Benavidez,
yeah.
I ain't got Benavidez on here. Bear with me, mate.
Joseph Benavidez versus Askar Askarov.
Oh, I have got this fight. Sorry. Fucking hell. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. No, I have got that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi versus Askar Askarov. You happy?
Yeah, no, I'm happy, yeah. Sorry, you threw me off then, yeah. No, I've got...
How did I throw you off?
I was getting confused then, but no, I have made the pick. I've looked at my notes, yeah.
Right, so, Joby 1 versus Askarov. Who have you got and how many points?
I like Benavidez, which is surprising because I just forgot that he was on the card. But no, I really like this Askarov, me. He's a master of sports in wrestling, sambo and combat sambo. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this about him. He's got a gold medal in freestyle wrestling at the Deaflympics.
At the...
Deaflympics.
So he's a deaf? He's deaf?
He's deaf. I don't know if he's partially deaf or deaf. It did confuse me a bit, that, I'm not going to lie, because I thought, in wrestling, being deaf's not really a massive handicap, like. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't know there was a full deaf Olympics.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know how legit it is, but he's got a gold medal at freestyle in the Deaflympics, apparently.
Right.
And a bronze at the World Deaf Championships, so...
Okay.
Seems like a bit of a get out. You know,
I'm not saying anything, so I don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to be too politically incorrect, but if anyone knows.
Let's say that.
If anyone knows,
no
why
one's
going
to be able to
listen
to this. This deaf, so.
If there's any deaf people out here listening to this. No, but if
we
anyone
mean
knows,
no harm. We mean no harm.
If anyone genuinely knows why being deaf is it makes you a worse wrestler or why there should be two.
Matt Hamill
did a good, yeah, yeah.
Beat John Jones.
Yeah, he did, yeah. If anything, it might make you a better wrestler then. Maybe. Anyway, we're getting off track here. Askarov, undefeated, with the only slight blemish on his record being a draw with Brandon Moreno.
Was that his last fight?
I don't think it was his last one, was it?
Oh, yeah, 3 ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but we all know he's an absolute beast. Recently fought for the title.
First fight in the UFC is draw.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I just think this Askarov's got it all, and I think he wins this one. And I'm going to put 4 points on it.
4 points, yeah. On Askarov. Right then, so you're going to see a little bit of a theme on this one. I have got a few underdogs in this card. I've always been a fan of Joby 1.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a changing of the guard in the UFC. There has been for even probably 6 months. Mm. You see a lot of these older guys sort of falling off. Yeah. And I know he sort of said he's thinking of retiring after his last loss. He's coming off two brutal losses to the champ.
Yeah.
Like, both of them just took an absolute beating.
Yeah.
He looked slower. He looked smaller than he normally looks, which is small anyway, but he just didn't look... I don't know if it's because the champ's quite a big flyweight or looks big, but he looked like he were falling off. And I always say it, and it's not something I've came up with, but I always echo this. The smaller weight classes, you can't last long in these smaller weight classes. Speed goes first. Your timing goes first. You can't hang around in your mid-30s. You don't see it.
No.
Before his last two losses, though, he was on a 3-fight win streak, Benavidez. That was a long time ago. That was about 3 years ago. Askarov is only 12-0-1, so he's only had 13 fights. So he's still coming up. But I'm confident he's going to get this job done. I'm going to go 6 confidence points on Askarov.
Yeah. So it went the same way, but you would have said even a little bit more confident than me.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
So, next fight, the former bantamweight champion, Dominic Cruz, versus Casey Kenny. Who have you got?
I mean, this is how stacked this card is. Dominic Cruz in the prelims.
Crazy.
This early on. Wow. Yeah, what can I say about Dominic Cruz? Absolute legend of the sport. Respectfully, though, I always have to lead with that because in no way would I ever want anyone to think that I can say anything bad about Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
But I think lately people have begun to decipher his style a bit. You know, he's not really a finisher. He's more of a points fighter. And lately, people have started to decipher that style a bit, whereas before, he just used to make people look silly, didn't he? Do you know what I mean?
He's had a lot of foot and knee injuries, though.
Yeah, and his style is very footwork-based.
Yep.
Casey Kenny is also an absolute savage. Love watching him fight. And he does throw that low kick from the southpaw stance as well, very hard, which might play into that, you know, slow him down a bit.
Yep.
This one's... This is a pick and fight for me. It really is. But I think... Just his footwork and movements just a little bit better, Cruz's. I think he'll be able to wind the clock back a bit. I can see Cruz getting a decision and then possibly calling it a day. I think this might be a retirement fight, and I think they might have picked Casey Kenny for that reason. I think it's a bit of a... I don't know. I think they picked someone in the division who's a good guy, but who Cruz definitely has the tools to beat. And I see Cruz taking a decision on this one, but I'm not super confident. I'm going 1 point on Dominic.
1 point on Dominic. Yeah. So for me in this one, a huge Dominic Cruz fan. Loved it when they brought the WEC into the UFC. You're right, his footwork and stuff was amazing. Just it was tough to work him out.
Yeah.
It doesn't really apply to everyone, and I don't know what other sport it'd work in. I couldn't see it working in boxing or anything. But I think there's a changing of the guard going off here.
Yeah.
And I think Casey Kenny's going to be a top 10 guy very soon. His last fight against Nathaniel Wood was amazing.
Oh, what a fight.
So close.
Big props to both of them. That was a beast fight. Yeah.
I think both of them are going to be future top 10 guys easy.
Yeah.
Cruz hasn't won a fight since June 2016. It's coming up to 5 years since he's won a fight. Not that he's been fighting often. So it's not as if he's got beat loads. He's just been inactive. Casey is on a 3-fight win streak, with the last one being to Nathaniel Wood, like I just said.
Who we picked, I think, did we both pick Nathaniel Wood for that fight?
Yeah, I don't think I had a lot of... It's because Nathaniel Wood's so good.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
That showcased Casey Kenny. Yeah. I think there's a changing of the guard here, and I'm going to go 7 confidence points on Casey Kenny.
Wow. Wow.
I think this is it for Cruz.
You're lumping this side. I've seen your tactics this time. I think... Yeah.
I looked at the card and I was like, which ones am I most confident on?
Yeah.
And I had to go that way. Wow. Whether it's the top or bottom.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of the top cards, the top fights, I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm quite confident these legends of Cruz and Benavidez and stuff, I think this is it for them.
You know me, I'm a bit of a romantic. Oh, I always like same, the idea of a bit of a swan song last fight.
I wouldn't mind if they did actually win and I lost this competition because of these two fights. Because, I don't want to lose the competition, but I like these guys and I don't think they're going to win. But if they do, I'd be happy for them.
Yeah.
So next fight, Thiago Santos versus Alexander Rakic. Who have you got?
I like Rakic, me. I think he's a beast. Only got 2 losses on his record. One was in his very first pro fight years ago. So I think that's kind of irrelevant. We'll discount that. Only 1 loss in the UFC. And that's in a division at light heavyweight, where they, do you know what I mean? It's a very open division. And that was to Ozdemir, who's top
Which,
guy.
Which, if you watch the fight, a lot of people thought Rakic won.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So is that. He actually shares a manager with one of my good friends. Well, our mate, Daniel Konecki.
Oh, so, right.
A little bit of a tidbit. And I just think he's one of the best prospects coming from Europe. I'm surprised they've not pushed him more than they have. Vicious head kick of Jimmy Manoa. Beat Anthony Smith by UD.
Yep.
Having said that, Thiago Santos is a beast, and you only have to look. He's probably, some people argue that he beat John Jones. But I think that was like, you know, it's like the Rocky. You know, when that, you come, that's your night. Do you know what I mean? When you fight your best ever fight.
Maybe.
He's then had a bad injury to both. Was it both knees he injured in that fight?
Both, yeah.
And I just think.
But he's fought since then, otherwise.
He has fought since then, yeah, and he's done well. But I just think. I don't think you're going to see that Thiago Santos again. I think that was a Thiago Santos that rose to that occasion. It was the 9.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think Rakic wins this one. And I'm going to put 5 points on it.
5 points on Rakic?
On Rakic, yeah.
So I'm very similar to you on this one. Thiago Santos is or was a beast. I didn't realise he was 37.
Wait.
I thought he was young.
I thought he was young, yeah. Well,
I thought he was at least like late 20s, early 30s. But no, 37. Rakic, let's have a little look. His last loss was to Ozdemir, which a lot of people thought he won. Ozdemir sort of got a give it, well, he got lucky in that, with that decision. Thiago's on a 2-fight losing streak, 1 to John Jones, so can't take that away from him. But the Glover Teixeira fight, we was watching that. That was one of the weirdest fights I've seen in a long time.
Very strange.
He was absolutely just destroying Teixeira on the feet.
Mm.
He was just dropping him. And then he just, instead of just going, get back up so I can finish you off, he'd follow him down, sort of get on top of him. Glover just swept him every time and just dominated him on the floor.
Yeah.
And then the round would end. They'd get back up again. He'd knock him down. He'd follow him down, not even aggressively. And they just get swept and beat up again. And he got subbed that way.
Yeah.
But he just kept dropping him easy. And then instead of just waiting for him to get back up so he could finish him, he was so strange.
His mind just, it just maybe like he just wasn't there that night. He didn't.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That might just be it, which that is what it is. He might come back and they might be. I'm sort of reborn in this fight. You don't know. Yeah, but yeah. Rakic, 29 years old, ranked 4th. I agree. I think this is his time. I think he's going to be a contender. I'm going to go 5 confidence points on Rakic.
Well, cancel each other out there.
Yep. I thought I went. I've won 5. Yeah, I've won 5. Did you go 5?
Yeah, I've won 5.
Next fight, Islam Makhachev. Versus Drew Dober, who have you got? And I think I know who you've got, but...
I think you know that. Listen, Makhachev is one of them guys, like... I don't think he's shown the best of what he's capable of in the octagon yet.
Maybe not.
Listen, I don't always believe these training room stories, because you've heard it before. How many times has someone come out and said, this guy's amazing, this training room? It happened with the kid from Aaron Pico from Bellator, and they all said how good he was, and he came in. But when you've got guys like DC, Javier Mendez-Kane, saying that out of all the Dagestani guys in the practice room, Makhachev's the best one, technically.
Yep.
DC actually said in straight wrestling, he beats Khabib. You don't know how true it is if it's hyping it up. And obviously that's not MMA grappling, which is a totally different thing altogether. But he says in a straight freestyle wrestling match, Makhachev sometimes, well, usually gets the better of Khabib. Differences with him and Khabib is that Makhachev's actually got a really nice stand-up. He's got the fundamentals down. He's very tidy, slick. Sometimes he leaves himself a bit exposed. He has been KO'd, but he gets finishes on the feet as well. He's not just a grappler, not just like a typical Dagestani wrestler. Drew Dober's a beast, so as well. Six in his last seven, he's won six. Only loss coming to Benil Dariush, who me and you are both very high on after he beat Ferreira. We both went for Ferreira that fight.
I'm still high on Ferreira.
Yeah. We
that's
were
how good Dariush is.
You were saying big time last time that they're two of the best guys in the division, and it's like criminal that they're so underrated.
Yeah.
So I don't think Dober's stock's gone down from losing that fight, really. But no, I think Makhachev's too much for him. I'm quite confident Makhachev's going to come out here and make a statement and put himself right there in the conversation with the likes of Chandler and Gaethje, etc. You know, up and just probably maybe just before Poirier and Oliveira. So I think he's going to be a future champ. Makhachev, 6 points.
Oh, big confidence points. Makhachev ranked 14th.
Yeah.
Dober 15th, so it's a good matchup.
He's actually dropped out since then.
Dober.
He's unranked now, apparently. I don't know. Yeah. He was 15th when the fight was made. But someone was saying the other day that...
That's crazy, because he's 3-0 in his last three.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know who's shot above him, but yeah.
What weight class is it? It's lightweight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chandler.
I wonder if Chandler going in has maybe pushed him out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the one. But Makhachev, 18-1. Dober, 23-9. So, he's not got the gleaming record that Islam has. Drew's on a three-fight win streak, all by KO. He's looking like he's turned a corner. He was sort of like a middle-of-the-range guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like he's found his method to victory. He looks. I think he's underrated, Dober. But Islam, he's got a 3.4 takedown average per fight.
Well, yeah.
3.4 takedowns per fight, so that's at least one per round, if not more than one per round.
Yeah.
68% takedown accuracy, so when he goes for you, 68% of the time he's going to finish it. And his signature strikes landed per minute is really high, but it's sort of, the problem is when you add in ground and pound into the same statistic as throwing shots on the feet, it's a little bit dodgy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because you're going to land a lot more shots when you're on the ground, usually. But I keep going back and forth on this fight. I was all on Makhachev, and then I've been watching some highlights on Dober just knocking people out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking hell. Like. But Makhachev's been quite inactive recently.
Yeah.
These last couple of years, he's not been that active. Dober's been active. He's been knocking people out. It's not even arguable. He's beat better competition than Islam has.
Yeah.
I'm going to risk it for the sake of this competition. I'm going to go 3 confidence points on Drew Dober.
Yeah. And listen, it's a closer fight than people are making out. If you look at the odds, like Makhachev's a heavy, heavy favourite, but...
Dober's got some momentum at the minute. Like I said, 3 knockouts in his last 3 fights.
He's a dog as well, isn't he, Dober? He's got that fight. Like, yeah. He's not going to accept positions.
If you don't finish him, you're constantly at threat of getting knocked out or hurt.
Yeah.
So next fight, Peter Yan versus Aljamain Sterling.
Wow.
For the Bantamweight Championship.
Cannot wait for this fight. I really like Peter Yan. I think he's got some of the best pure boxing in the UFC. He's really crisp. I think he's probably the better. No, I'm not saying he's the more well-rounded fighter. Having said that, I love Aljamain Sterling. I love his style of fighting. He's one of the only guys that usually wrestlers, they stay wrestlers and they learn the overhand, innit? And they become a wrestler with an overhand.
Yeah.
Sterling's like gone the other way. He's like, he's got the amazing wrestling, the college wrestling background, but he's gone full pelt into the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't more people do that? You can take him, why not? You know what I mean? You add a sick jiu-jitsu game. Like, John Jones got brilliant jiu-jitsu. But I think Aljamain Sterling, like, his jiu-jitsu is so slick.
As soon as he gets hold of people, he taps them so fast.
And I wonder, why don't more American wrestlers, like, I don't know if it's a pride thing or what, but why not throw yourself? If you've already got the amazing wrestling, don't just focus on it. Throw yourself into the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Finish fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love the way he fights as well, Sterling. He's very unorthodox. He uses kicks to set up takedowns, which you don't see a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he'll throw a kick and you're like, I can't remember the last time I've seen it. I think Chimaev did it in one fight, threw a head kick straight into a takedown. But usually it's the hands that set up the takedowns. Sterling just throws mad stuff. And I think if Sterling does get Yan down, I think it's going to be a bad, bad night for Yan. Yeah, so I'm quite... Listen, I think Aljamain Sterling's going to win it. I'm going to put 2 points on. But listen, it could go the other way. Yan could just piece him up and keep the distance. But I'm going to go Sterling for 2 points.
Yeah. So Jan 15-1, Sterling 19-3. Aljo is on a 5-fight win streak since he got knocked out by Marlon Moraes. I'm still big on Marlon Moraes, even though he's on like a 4-fight losing streak.
You're a huge Moraes fan.
I know.
Part of
me just keeps dreaming that he's just going to all of a sudden turn it around and come back, but you don't know. I didn't know this about Aljamain, though. His UFC debut was February 2014.
Oh, wow.
So he's been in the UFC for 7 years now.
Yeah.
So he's basically grown up in the UFC, found his style, found how he wants to fight. So he was only a young man. He's 31 now. He was only a young man, so he'd have been like 23, 24. Jan's only loss, because he's 15-1, was a split decision. And then two fights later, he redeemed that loss and beat the guy that beat him.
Yeah.
So really, he's not lost to it. Every single person he's fought, he's beat.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go against Jan here, because he does look like an absolute... He just drowns people.
Yeah.
But Aljo's got that style to beat that style.
It has stylistic.
If you're going to push into and try and box and clinch up with Aljo, that's exactly what he wants you to do.
Of course, yeah.
Because his submission game is insane and he's wrestling. Who's the guy that's on a streak at the minute? Just beat Marlon Moraes, beat Frankie Edgar. What's his name?
Sandhagen. He beat Sandhagen in 45 seconds.
Just as soon as he got hold of him, it was like watching someone fighting a beginner.
Yeah.
It was scary. I'm going to go 4 confidence points on Aljamain Sterling.
Yeah, we've got a lot of the same picks here.
Yeah.
I wish I'd looked more on Sterling now.
So, co-main. Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson for the women's featherweight belt. Who have you got?
What's the point of asking me? Let's see if you can guess. You already know I've gone for Nunes. Let's see if you can guess how many points I've got.
I don't think you've said 7 yet.
Yeah. Well done. I'm going to go for 7. What more can I say about Amanda Nunes? She is the most dominant woman in the sport of MMA. She just destroys everyone. She's so well-rounded. Other than Megan Anderson being a bigger person, as in she's a natural
featherweight.
Natural featherweight. Other than that, I don't see the path to victory for Megan Anderson. I think Amanda Nunes goes in there and smashes us to bits, to be honest.
Maybe.
I feel like you're going to throw a curveball at yours. Like I said, reiterate, Amanda Nunes for 7 points. Now tell me where I'm wrong.
Right then, so it's a tough one, this, because how are you supposed to make an argument for Megan Anderson? Other than she is legitimately a featherweight. Yeah. She's never making bantamweight.
No.
Obviously, Nunes can make both. Nunes is on an 11-fight win streak, 8 of those being title fights. Megan's on a 2-fight win streak, 1 by sub, 1 by KO. It seems like she's finding her feet a little bit. She's only 11-4, but she seems to be getting there. Megan Anderson's 10 centimetres taller and has an 8 centimetre reach advantage with her hands. And then with her feet, I don't know what it is with her feet, but she's got massive long legs.
Yeah.
What's probably going to happen here is Nunes is going to close her down, box her up and take her down.
Yeah.
But Megan Anderson, if she can keep it at range, that's the path to winning.
Yeah.
If she can keep Nunes at range and light her up with shots, punches or kicks, that's her path to winning. For me, everyone falls eventually. Everyone falls eventually. Khabib would fall eventually if he carries on fighting, but obviously he's left at the right time. I'm going to go 1 confidence point on Megan Anderson. I'm not confident, but I do feel like she's about to shock the world and she seems to have found her feet.
Listen.
And I think she keeps Amanda Nunes at distance and picks her apart and either finishes or wins the decision.
It would be. Do you think that would be the biggest upset of all time? Do you think that would be bigger than... Would you think it would be bigger than Bisping Rockhold or...
I don't think it's bigger than Wyman Anderson.
No. No. Do you think it would be bigger than Massara GSP?
Barral Dillashaw was a massive upset when that happened.
Yeah. You think that's on par? Kind of on par?
Yeah, on par.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Most people are counting Megan out, but she's a big girl.
Yeah. I was watching the UFC Countdown show the other day and I was like, wow, she's definitely a big...
Felicia Spencer's got good wrestling and good jiu-jitsu and she took her down, tapped her a few fights ago.
Mm.
But then since then, she's got a sub herself and a knockout and she looks like she's finding her feet in there.
Yeah, yeah.
She seems to be rounding off, so.
And listen, everyone has to lose eventually.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless you call Khabib.
you don't know what Amanda Nunes has been doing recently. It's been a while. She's been injured. This fight's been delayed and delayed all due to Nunes. This might be it. This might be the time to fall. So 1 confidence point.
I think Nunes has recently become a father as well. mother too. I don't know the correct term, but yeah, she's recently had a child, so maybe she'll be a bit distracted.
She didn't give birth to the kid though.
No, she didn't give birth to the kid. No.
Did her girlfriend or
Nina, what's her name? Gave birth to, yeah.
Not she's Nina Ashcroft.
Ashcroft, that's it.
Ashcroft.
Right
then. Main event time. Light heavyweight championship, Jan Błachowicz versus Israel Adesanya, the last style bender. Who have you got?
I'll be honest with you, right? Until I'm going to break it down a little bit, but until I say it, I'm not sure who I'm going for.
Yeah.
I was just saying to you before, I've just read that Israel Adesanya could still make 185 by Friday, he says. Yep. He reckons he's going to weigh in at 193 pounds. And he still said he's going to do the sauna and stuff anyway, which I just think is the weirdest idea in the world. I think it's either a mind game and he's lying.
But if it's his routine, he's just in routine.
Yeah, but why deplete your body if you don't need to? Exactly. Like, we all know, we both fight. How much more energy you have when you're just fully, do you know what I mean?
But if it's his routine and that his routine settles him, then maybe that's it. Physically, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
But mentally, it might just be his routine.
On the flip side, is he chatting shit? Is it a mind game? Because fighters, the two biggest things fighters lie about is their height. I don't think any fighter's height list is correct.
No, it's, well... Usually it always says they're taller than they actually are.
Yeah, 100%. Michael Chandler's like 5'5".
then Aljamain Sterling, it says he's 5'7". I'm sure he's taller than 5'7".
He looks taller.
He's got to be at least my height.
Yeah.
I'm not taller than I'm 5'8". I thought he was taller than me.
Yeah. And the other thing is weight. There's two routes to go. They either say that they're a monster to try and put that into people's head, like, oh, I'm cutting from like 100 kilos. Or they go the other way and make out like, yeah, I hardly have to cut me. I just like roll out of bed. So it could be bollocks. I just think with the weight thing is what's throwing me because Jan is a strong man. There's no way Izzy's been in the cage with a grappler as strong as Jan. Obviously, Yoel Romero probably, but he didn't grapple. He doesn't wrestle in his fight. So I don't know. If Jan gets hold of him, who knows? Who am I picking then?
I've gone back on this about four times.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
You know what? I just think there's something about Israel Adesanya. I think he's got the marks of greatness about him. And I think it's going to be like another, when we look back in years, he's going to be like up there with Anderson and stuff. So I'm going to go for Adesanya still, but I'm going to go 3 points.
Three confidence points for Adesanya. So I've gone back and forth on this one. Skill doesn't normally beat size. Skill beats size to a certain extent, but realistically, it depends how much. Exactly, There's a tipping point where size does make a big difference. And Jan's found his sort of groove these last few fights. He wasn't finishing people up to this last year or two.
Yeah.
They were all decisions or subs. Things like one sub or two subs. Then all of a sudden, he's knocking people out. He's found his groove. He's on a 4-fight win streak, 3 KOs or /TKOs. Izzy's last 4 fights were all middleweight title fights, and Izzy's undefeated in MMA. He's never lost in MMA.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure. Watching, I thought Dominic Reyes was going to beat Jan. Mm. And every time he was stood near Jan, anytime he touched him, just with a little hook, didn't even look full power. It looked like he was completely outpowering him. Like the power difference was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Reyes just had a bad night or what, but yeah, that was tough to watch.
Yeah.
It was way too much for
especially
him.
When Dominic Reyes had just arguably beat Jon Jones. People were saying there was an argument for him winning that fight. And then Yanders absolutely pieced him up.
I'm the same as you. I keep going back and forth on this. I'm going to stick with what I picked. I was just about to change it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Israel Adesanya 2 confidence points.
Right.
Happy with that?
Happy with that.
Yeah, we've gone on a little bit longer than I expected, but I expected us to.
There was a lot to talk about, innit?
So we've got UFC 259 complete there. We'll recap it. Next weekend we've got Bilal Muhammad versus...
Rocky Edwards.
Then we're going to have a week off, and then we've got the last card of this season to determine who wins this season. Musa has been in the lead pretty much the entire time, but things could change. We've got 3 fight cards still to win. 11 points in front. I'm currently on 75. You're on 86.
Yep.
After that last card, we'll have a few weeks off. Then Ol's going to join us, and we're going to start with the Bellator card or the UFC, then the Bellator card. Yep. So that'll do us today. So, as always, follow us on Instagram at TheCPWPod, TheCPWPod on Instagram. And we'll see you next weekend for the Bilal Muhammad and Rocky Edwards fight.